Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another podcast episode. Today, we're going to get a little bit fiery and a little bit unfuckwithably truthful about something that I deeply feel every woman needs to start taking responsibility for in her life. I come across this so often where people are complaining that so-and-so is treating them this way and so-and-so did this and this person treated me this way and da-da-da. And like, yes, this is all fully valid, of course, and there's no kind of taking away from this. But what I am seeing more and more is that we as women are very quick to blame other people. We are very quick to extinguish our own power by saying, somebody else treated me this way, therefore I feel like this. And what really is going on here is we are continuously accepting behavior from other people that actually does not align with how we want to be treated and how we should be treated. But it is so fucking scary to actually stand up and say, hey, I'm not cool with that. Or, hey, I really prefer if you do this. Or, hey, this is kind of like my minimum standard and thou shalt not be fucked with. It's so much scarier to really stand in that power than it is to continue to just step back and allow it to happen. Now, what I'm really speaking to here is something that I genuinely and definitely have struggled with for a really long time. And I know so many of my clients as well, but we're in this deep healing of this now as a collective, which I'm loving. But what I'm really speaking to here is actually this deeply ingrained societal conditioning of needing to be the good girl, needing to be the peacekeeper, needing to be the people pleaser, needing to ensure that we don't disrupt or rock the boat or hurt anybody else's feelings or bring any kind of pain to another person. But instead, what happens is we bring pain upon ourselves and we bring hurt upon ourselves. And when we put other people's needs and their way of feeling above ourselves, we literally put our needs last. And so when we accept shitty behavior from other people, instead of really standing in our power and owning the fact that it's not okay, we continue to play into this mentality and into this archetype of the good girl who doesn't want to disrupt the boat, doesn't want to rock the boat, doesn't want to disrupt the peace. And for many of us, you know, we really became this way through family conditioning. Maybe we wanted to ensure that there was no more fighting than what was already going on in the household, which I definitely resonate with. And that was definitely me. But what happens when we're children and we start taking on this persona is we start to literally swallow our own needs and we start to water down what feels real and alive for us so that other people are potentially happier. And how this translates in adult relationships, and I'm not at all actually in this specific case referring to romantic relationships in my own life, but I am referring to other relationships with other adults, right? Whether that's friendships, whether it's family, whether it's family in laws, whether it is colleagues, anybody in your life. But when you are treated in a way that doesn't feel good and you don't do anything about it and you just let it happen, I say this with so much love, but it's actually on you. We often just expect other people to know how to treat us. We often expect other people to know what is right and what isn't for us. And we often expect other people to just get it right, right? Like, obviously, everybody speaks the same language. Everybody knows. Like, of course, this is the way you want to be treated, blah, blah, blah. But actually, because we all see things so differently in the world, we have very different barometers for what is okay and what isn't to treat other people with, right? So if you have right now a situation in your life where you are experiencing conflict, obviously, first and foremost, the most important thing is to kind of understand how to distinguish between what is a trigger, like what is activating and bringing something alive within you that is coming forth for healing within yourself now through a conversation or a situation or a conflict versus what does somebody else stepping on your fucking boundaries look like, right? So if it is something that is a trigger within you, you will feel it within you. You will immediately want to become like defensive. You'll immediately want to like justify yourself. You'll immediately want to essentially act from the ego and protect the identity, right? Or protect whatever is being challenged. However, if it is somebody, I always want to say like stepping on your toes, but kind of like pushing a boundary and stepping over or crossing a boundary multiple times, this feels activating in a different way. It kind of is like this far more grounded energy, or at least this is where you want to get to it in. This far more grounded energy of, that doesn't feel so good. That doesn't feel so right. So once you have been able to distinguish whether this is a trigger that now gets to be healed within yourself, something that maybe somebody is saying to you or doing that is triggering something within you that is ready for healing, or whether it is actually somebody stepping over your boundary, the second thing to lean into is think about having a conversation about it. And this is where I'm at right now in my own personal life. And I share this with you guys because I think it's really important to be transparent. But Tom and I went through something when our son Felix was born, where we set very strong boundaries around our newborn bubble, essentially, and very strong boundaries around our postpartum experience and what we really desired. And this was super important to us both because we're big believers in you know, building that bond with our son and just how fucking precious those first hours, days, weeks, and months are. And we then had certain people in our life really challenge those boundaries and cross them, not just kind of step over them once or twice, but really cross them. And what this did is actually create ruptures in those relationships that didn't serve anybody, right? But what I really realized after sitting with this for a while and kind of feeling a lot of resentment towards these people or these situations is it was on me to do something about. Because these people, and maybe you feel the same, like people in your life more often than not actually have no idea that you're kind of upset about something or something wasn't cool. Because again, if you have really been in this good girl energy, in this like don't rock the boat and keep the peace energy, you probably were just like, oh, it's fine, don't worry about it, blah, blah, you know, whatever the situation was for you. But again, if we don't do anything about it and we don't say something and we don't step up and own our truth, we can't actually keep blaming the other person or the other people for doing what they did. Because if they don't know any better, how can they love you better? If somebody else in your life doesn't know any better because you are not standing up and really standing in your truth in a grounded way and sharing with them and expressing with them what is okay and what isn't when it comes to loving you and when it comes to treating you in a way that you desire, right? If you're not standing up and owning that, they aren't going to know what to do. They're not mind readers. They don't have the same map of the world. Right? So suddenly we can have this very quick perspective shift around boundaries where we go from being like, oh my God, this person's crossed my boundaries, blah, that's all on them, oh my God, versus actually this is on me to own. Setting a boundary is for me. Setting a boundary is on me. Setting a boundary is my responsibility so that the people in my life can know how to treat me better, right? Rather than just expecting somebody else in your life to know and understand exactly what a boundary is for you. And then holding resentment towards them. So here's how you do this. Step one is get clear on what your boundary is, right? What is it within you or what is it within the situation that you desire? What is your healthy, grounded boundary? Step number two is navigating the conversation. So this could just look like calling the person or inviting them around for a chat or, you know, whatever. I'm not sure what your relationship with this person is you're thinking about, but inviting in a safe space for conversation, remembering that boundaries are not these like fuck you energy kind of things. Boundaries are actually there to help make a relationship stronger and help really cultivate an energy of respect and love within a relationship. So boundaries are not bad things. Boundaries are there to actually support the growth of your relationship and to ensure that there is really clean energy between you and the other people or other person involved. So inviting them around or calling them on the phone and just deeply and gently expressing like, hey, I really value our connection. I really value our relationship. I really value our friendship. I really value our time together, right? I really value you as a person. And in order for me to really keep this energy clear, there's something that I need to speak to you about and there's something I'd really like to share. Are you open to doing this with me? And 9 times out of 10, I'm sure that they'll say, yeah, sure, or whatever it is. But then is your opportunity to really, first and foremost, and I guess this is step three, understand the difference between setting a boundary from like a really grounded and loving place versus, like I just touched on earlier, that like fuck you energy, right? So setting a boundary from a really loving and open in place really means coming from a grounded energy, coming from a grounded stance, not this like heightened fuck you really strong energy, but truly from a grounded, almost neutral place of like, hey, when you did blank, I felt blank. Or, hey, I felt really blank when you did blank. And it would really serve me and us and our friendship or our relationship in the future if instead something like blank could happen. Now, remember that when you set boundaries in your life, it is on other people now as to whether they want to respect that or not. If they do, that's amazing and that's great. And that's really going to cultivate an energy of deep respect both ways in your relationship. And it's an opportunity for somebody else to learn how to treat you better, right? But if they don't want to respect the boundary, I feel like that in itself says a big thing about where you're at. And now this is not a reflection on you if something like this happens. It is now the other person's opportunity, job, or choice as to whether they want to do the inner work to really align with this boundary that you have set. So again, really just bringing this home, your good girl, people-pleasing, keep the peace kind of energy is the reason why you're feeling resentment to other people in your life, because you are not taking responsibility to set the boundaries that are going to help teach other people how to treat you in a way that feels truly aligned for you. And I really hope that this podcast today has helped you get into the energy of understanding the perspective shift between like, somebody else is treating me like shit, this person, blame, versus hang on a sec, have I actually deeply and groundedly expressed this boundary in a healthy way? Have I even told them that this isn't okay? Have I expressed my truth? Or am I just blaming them and projecting onto them my own inability to really stand in my truth, in my worth, and in what I desire? All right. If this podcast has hit home for you, please send me a message. I genuinely would love to know, as this is really hot on my heart. All right, gang. Lots of love. Bye.